up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this incredible Friday edition. We got it. We're here. Thank you for tuning in all week long if you did. Just as a reminder, always follow along on our daily devotional with the new devotional that came out, Engaging Heaven Today. Let's go in. Formula for peace. Formula for peace. Scriptures, Philippians 4:9, the things which you've learned and received and heard, you saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. We all want the God of peace to be with us, right? In the preceding verse, Paul gave us the formula for peace. Meditate on whatever is true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, whatever is virtuous and praiseworthy. He said, think on these things in Philippians 4:8. Thoughts don't get policed, so you may deceive yourself into believing your thoughts aren't going to get you in trouble, but only acting on them will. However, eventually your thoughts will betray you if you entertain the wrong ones. It's just a matter of time. Our thoughts are directly affected by our actions. The Lord gives us power to think our own virtuous whatevers in the moment when we need to. Find your whatevers using Philippians 4:8 as your guide. Maybe you need to start with something as simple as being thankful that you have life and breath, but just start being thankful. We all live in a world that constantly gives us a list of reasons to be worried or angry or resentful. It's important for us to make our own list of things to be thankful for and give God praise. Engaging Heaven, write down the list in Philippians 4:8 and think about which one could be in your life. I think this is so essential to just every Christian, right? Because we all are going to find moments in our life where, you know, there's a list. And especially when you're believing for something, you're not sure how it's going to turn out. Like, there's always a list. And depending on what we're thankful for, what we're grateful for, what we thank God for, that determines how the list turns out, right? And I believe peace is lost because of, not proper perspective, right? You think about the podcast this week, just been incredible. Not having the right perspective, right? Not praising, right? Not committing to something, not waiting patiently. I mean, this week has been filled with great reminders on apprehending the promises. There have been times in our lives where my wife and I are believing for something, we're facing something, we're not sure how it's going to turn out, and we read Philippians 4. And when Paul said, whatever's noble, whatever's trustworthy, think on these things, we do something in our own hearts. We write a list. There's been times we've written a physical list. There's times we write a list on our phone, and there's times we just write a list in our heart. But you got to write a list. The way to change your circumstances is to begin to be thankful, right? Be grateful and start writing a list of all that God's done for you. When people have faced great trauma around us, many times my response is, let's make a list. I know somebody lost a child recently. It was very difficult, right? Unexpected, really traumatic. And there was a point where we had to sit down and go, I need you to write. It was so dark. It was so traumatic. It was so deep that my only response was, let's make a list. Why? Because we are going to grieve this process. But I need you to grieve knowing how good God is. I need you to grieve writing down all the main things that God has done for you. One of our pastors had a young child that it was a horrific accident. He locked himself in a washer machine on hot and ended up burning himself. And in the early days, we didn't know if his legs were going to be a lot, you know, are going to be there. We didn't know how bad the burn was, if they had to. I mean, it was just so many unknowns, right? And we all know the devil lives in the dark. And I remember sitting down that night. That night, their child's in emergency surgery. And I said, look, there's nothing we can do but trust God and pray. And let's write a list. And I put a pen out with a piece of paper. And I said, I know you're feeling guilty and all the lies and all the thoughts the devil's attacking you with, but let's write a list. What are you grateful for? Let me tell you, it was so hard for them to write a list. They literally couldn't think of anything. They were so overtaken with grief and frustration and being overwhelmed that they could not even think of something. And I said, you got to write something down. And finally, she said, they gave me free parking when I was rushing in here. They weren't, you know, the Boston burn unit. I said, well, that's good. Let's start there, right? Free parking. Man, by the time we started locking into the Lord, oh, there were so many things that God has done for us. They had a list after list after list. And you know what it did? Started changing their perspective. Of course, they still grieved that their son was in pain. Of course, they were still struggling. But it was completely different now because their perspective was different. They were giving God praise. They were thanking God. They were, like Paul instructed us, they were finding whatever is noble, whatever is trustworthy. We got to think on these things. And today, I want to challenge you as we're heading into the weekend. What are you facing? What family issues are you facing? Maybe it's something on the job. Maybe it's a bondage, right? Maybe it's something you're believing for. Maybe it's something that needs to just you be delivered from. Whatever it is, it's time to dwell on what is right in your life and stop looking at what isn't right. Because your healing will come when you get your eyes off the sickness. Your miracle will come when you get your eyes off yourself and you start writing down what are the things that I'm grateful for. When you do that, the atmosphere of your life changes. It is very hard to be ungrateful and angry when you're so thankful for what the Lord did. And I've seen people many times, they've been so focused on their sickness, and it's not until they stop begging for a healing and they started laying hands on the sick did they get their healing. It's just how heaven works. So today, I want to encourage you as we go into this amazing weekend we have, and I can't wait to be here in Madeira Beach, and we're doing big baptisms up in Connecticut. This is going to be a powerful weekend, really great weekend. But I want to encourage you, write a list. Write a list of what the Lord has done and just consider him faithful, because when Sarah did that, she ended barrenness. That's it. We'll see you Monday. It's been a great week. Thank you for tuning in. Share the broadcast. Let us know how you're being blessed. Hit me up at James_Levesque on Instagram and Twitter. We love you. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for rocking. We're out.